Bonanza Gesondheid.
En baie welkom by Bonanza Gesondheid op hierdie lieflike donderdag. A warm, hearty welcome to you. And we will be speaking in a minute to Dr. Rizaar Abrahams. He's specialist consultant and lecturer at the Unit for Infection Prevention and Control. That's the UIPC at Tygerberg Hospital and also Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences in the Division of Interdisciplinary Health Sciences and the Department of Community Health. And I have been speaking off air to Dr. Rizaar already, and we have so many questions for him. Now, World Hygiene Day is celebrated annually on the 5th of May. That's tomorrow. And here to speak to us about that very, very important topic is Dr. Abrahams himself. I'm going to fire away with the questions. Dr. Abrahams, what is World Hygiene Day about?
With regards to the World Hand Hygiene Day, this is an initiative which was launched by the World Health Organization in 2009 and is a natural extension of the World Health Organization's first global patient safety challenge, which is entitled Clean Care is a Safer Care Work. This day is normally commemorated annually on the 5th of May and forms part of the global effort to improve hand hygiene in healthcare facilities and is led by the World Health Organization to support healthcare workers. In addition, the campaign aims to galvanize actions at the point of care to demonstrate that hand hygiene is the entrance door for reducing healthcare-associated infections and safe patient safety. It also aims to demonstrate the world's commitment to this priority area of healthcare. In the past few years, this day has been celebrated under various themes, and this year, the campaign theme is to fight antibiotic resistance. It's in your hands. Here at Tygerberg Hospital, we have been part of this initiative for the past few years. And this year, the World Health Organization is asking people to remember that both hand hygiene and infection prevention and control are key weapons in fighting antimicrobial resistance.
And Dr. Abrahams, the 5th of May, World Hand Hygiene Day, who is it aimed at?
So, at who is this day aimed? So, well, it is aimed at all healthcare workers in all locations throughout the world, in hospitals and other healthcare settings where patients are being treated or cared for. Furthermore, it is also aimed at other important role players, including healthcare administrators, managers, organizations, and societies who have an interest and a role in preventing healthcare-associated infections and who can support the global call on action.
And Dr. Abrahams, there certainly, I am sure, is a call to action. And what is the call to action?
Denise, this call for action is a slogan which was coined and proposed by the World Health Organization and is in keeping with this year's theme. The call of action is a call for every healthcare worker in every facility all over the world to take action and is specifically aimed at the following role players, namely the healthcare workers. It says that healthcare workers, clean your hands at the right times and stop the spread of antibiotic resistance. It is also aimed at the hospital chief executive officers and administrators, which says to them, lead a year-round infection prevention and control program to protect your patients from resistant infections. It says to policymakers to stop the spread of antibiotic resistance by making infection prevention and hand hygiene a national policy priority. And it says to people like us, the IPC leaders, to implement the World Health Organization's core components for infection prevention, including hand hygiene, to combat antibiotic resistance.
En as jy nou net by ons ingeskakel het, baie welkom, dis Bonanza Gesondheid. I'm speaking to Dr. Reza Abrams, and he's a specialist consultant and lecturer at the Unit for Infection Prevention and Control, that's the UIPC, at the University of Stellenbosch, Faculty of Health Sciences, and also Tygerberg Hospital. Now tomorrow, the 5th of May, is World Hand Hygiene Day, and here to speak to us is Dr. Abrams himself. Dr. Abrams, in order to continue saving lives, what should, would, must be, let's say, the five moments of hand hygiene approach be? What should that be that define the key moments when healthcare workers should perform hand hygiene? What would that be?
Denise, the five moments of hand hygiene approach defines the key moments when healthcare workers should perform hand hygiene. This approach, which is evidence-based and is also user-centered, has been extensively tested in the field, and it is designed to be easy to learn, to be logical and applicable in a wide range of settings. Furthermore, this approach can be adapted for use by a variety of medical specialities. This approach recommends that healthcare workers clean their hands at specific times, namely before touching the patient as well as after touching the patient, before a clean or an aseptic procedure, and after body fluid exposure or risk, as well as after touching the patient, as well as after touching the patient's surroundings.
So, Dr. Abrams, what program will your department be running tomorrow, the 5th of May, to highlight and spread the message of hand hygiene? Could you take us through that?
Denise, regarding Friday's event is a culmination of a campaign which kicked off on the 30th of March with our unit hosting a visit to the Tygerberg Hospital by one of the world's leading expert on hand hygiene, namely Professor Didier Pettet. Professor Pettet is also known in some circles as the modern father of hand hygiene and has presented extensively throughout the world. The professor has also extensively published research on this topic and has also been in the media and has also given talks on TED Talk as well as YouTube videos on this important matter. Professor Didier Pettet's visit included a hand hygiene presentation, which was attended by over 200 IPC practitioners and infectious disease specialists from all over the Western Cape. This was followed by a visit to the Tygerberg Hospital wards, a number of wards, surgical as well as medical wards, in order to assess and increase awareness of hand hygiene amongst the staff in all these clinical areas. This day was also marked the launch of a sustained and intensive hand hygiene educational campaign within our facilities, as well as the launch of a hand hygiene competition, which opened to all wards in all clinical areas. The main aim of this competition was to identify the unit or clinical area or areas with the best hand hygiene improvement initiative plan for their particular area for the year of 2017. The clinical areas were allowed to use a variety of methods to express and showcase their plans, and we received entries in the form of hand hygiene songs, dances, videos, posts, and various other forms of social media. All entries were assessed and judged according to a strict checklist or criteria by members of our unit, and we received entries from over 20 different clinical teams or areas. Thus, Friday's event, which is scheduled to take place at the R4 Lecture Hall at Tygerberg between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, will take the form of a short presentation on this year's hand hygiene theme, as well as a showcase of all entries in the form of a PowerPoint presentation. This will be followed by the announcement of the winners and the handing over of prizes to the winning teams by our newly appointed Director of Nursing, Mrs. Francina Bartman.
And that's really, really excellent. And just to tell our listeners again that tomorrow at the R4 Lecture Hall between 11 and 1 o'clock, there will be a short presentation that's at Tygerberg Hospital, and also showcasing some of all the entries to the competition that Dr. Abrams has just mentioned. And the winner will also be announced, and thereafter the prizes that will be handed to those that will be winning. So it's tomorrow at the R4 Lecture Hall. If you find yourself somewhere in and around Tygerberg Hospital, it should really be exciting. And as Dr. Abrams has emphasized, that routine hand washing is one of the best practices to follow to stop the impact of spreading illness and germs to others. Dr. Abrams, thank you so much for joining us today. What would be your take-home message?
Well, Denise, I'd like to conclude. It's amazing to think that something as simple as hand hygiene can save lives by preventing the transmission of hospital-acquired infections, especially multi-drug-resistant organisms within the healthcare facilities and amongst patients. And these patients are often ill and often the vulnerable ones for a variety of reasons. And they are normally the ones who have become colonized with these infections or organisms and develop infections with these deadly bugs. Furthermore, hand hygiene is not only important to prevent the spread of infections within a hospital facility, but it is also important to prevent outbreaks of serious public health diseases like cholera and typhoid fever.
And Dr. Abrams, once again, we want to thank you for joining us today for this all too very important topic, and that is hand hygiene. And tomorrow is World Hand Hygiene Day. Thank you to you, and also thank you to your PRO office headed by Letitia Pinar for arranging all of this for us today. We shall definitely be watching the events and report back to our listeners about your hand, how you handled World Hand Hygiene Day of the 5th of May, and we will do a report back on that next week. Thank you so much. What would be your final word, Dr. Abrams?
Denise, I would like to take the opportunity to thank you and your radio station for affording me the opportunity to talk about this important topic. And I salute you in facilitating and contributing to the awareness of this important global topic. Thank you and bye-bye.
All the very best to you as well. Take care.